A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD, and it is weekend. Friday's weekend. Hi there. How's it going? How's your life going? How's that wife treating you? And that husband? How are the kids? Hey, kids. How are the parents? Hey, dog. How's the cat? Email me, ocdaustin@yahoo.com. Check out my website. The more hits I get, the more... No, not the more money I get. Just the more hits. I don't even have an advertiser yet. I need to get busy. Make some money here. Check me out on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And let us go right now to OutcastRadio.net. Read along if you like. You'll see the latest podcast from yesterday. Ferguson's 15 Minutes is up. I can't find a headline anywhere on the internet about a place called Ferguson. Hope you enjoyed your time in the limelight. Under OCD update, fed up with Muslim violence in Crimea, Russian government orders police to search Muslims. Check out this quote from Vladimir Putin. If minorities prefer Sharia law, we advise them to go to those places where that is the state's law. Russia does not need minorities. Minorities need Russia. And we will not grant them special privileges or try to change our laws to fit their desires, no matter how hard they yell discrimination. Call me a Russian. Way to go, Vlad. Metropolitan police warn, share James Foley video, get arrested. Now you tell me which one is more like the Soviet Union. London, England, or Moscow, Russia? The Metropolitan Police in London say if you share that video and you live in the UK, you're a terrorist. Fortunately, I did share the video in the United States, where I don't know officially if I am a terrorist today. I did load in the edited version, but apparently, if you share that video in the UK, you are a terrorist in London. However, in Moscow, if you don't adhere to their laws, their land, their culture, then get out. Now, you tell me which one resembles more like the Soviet Union. Other headlines making news include bills passed allowing police to shut off all cell phones. End of the line. GMO production in China halted. Once again, China acting more like the United States than the United States acting like China. China banning GMOs. We embrace them. Pentagon to get ISIS. We have to strike Syria. Of course you do. You need to fund that military-industrial complex. Another mass death of anchovies off the West Coast. Nobody's talking about Fukushima. Other headlines at OutkastRadio.net include, do you realize that the U.S. funded and trained ISIS? Right? A repeat of Black Wednesday, Soros bets $2 billion on stock market collapse, massive inflation ahead. National Day of Rage today in 37 U.S. cities, according to Anonymous. And Hillary Clinton caught misleading the public. But we begin with a bit that we were doing yesterday on the show where people would call in and rebrand ISIS and come up with new marketing slogans so the American people can accept the new boogeyman. Well, reality is always stranger than fiction. Our top headline, inside the ISIS gift shop. This is not a joke. This is real. ISIS appears to be stepping up its campaign to attract an international support base after clothing and memorabilia promoting the group's online website. They've got an online website. The sale of Western clothing, including ISIS t-shirts, hoodies, and baseball caps bearing the Islamic group's name and slogan, is a worrying development as ISIS growth across the world continues. Controversial Indonesian-based retailer Zaire Mozel describes itself as a seller of clothing of Islamic style, including pro-ISIS t-shirts. It also sells items promoting other groups such as Hamas and the Taliban. The controversial Indonesia-based retailer describes itself as a seller of clothing of the Islamic style. Another image shared online shows ISIS promotional clothing sold openly on hangers in a shop. A photograph was apparently taken in a popular section of Turkey's capital, Istanbul, showing the memorabilia. And now, thanks to updates following the current regime, apparently you can now buy it online. So if you are a terrorist, or if you upload a video of a beheaded journalist, be sure to check out their new website. It's called SilenceIKillYou.com. And try not to confuse that with their other website, SilenceIKillYou.net. Apparently, if you want to get the website with GoDaddy, it's already taken. White's the most common target of hate crimes in Washington, D.C. Here's the latest from RT. Boy, this is a long intro, man. Come on, man. Get to the meat.
Where's the beef? I want to hear the story.
Remember the case of Papa Panda's Sexy Pants? That was the sexy name given to a U.S. general by a woman he was having sex with, a military captain working directly with him while deployed in the Middle East, until she alleged he forcibly sodomized her and she ratted him out to authorities in 2012. Papa Panda Sexy Pants' real name was Brigadier General Jeffrey Sinclair. And since he was such a senior official facing criminal charges, the case was very high profile. The Army prosecuted him for almost 2 years before dropping most of the serious charges. Sinclair took a plea deal where he admitted to having an affair with his female captain accuser. Sinclair, who's married with two kids, got a $20,000 fine, a reprimand that ended his career, and completely avoided any jail time. This month, he retired as a lieutenant colonel. He'll get about $8,000 a month in his retirement. Many feel like Sinclair got off way too easily. Professor of military justice at Yale, Eugene Fidel, was quoted as saying Sinclair made out like a bandit. He called the situation baffling. But Sinclair's easy punishment might be partly explained by the fancy work of a PR firm. You see, Sinclair actually hired a company called MWW, a PR firm in New Jersey, to help make him look like a good guy to the world as he was being prosecuted. According to Josh Zeitz, the senior vice president of MWW, the firm took a look at Sinclair's case and decided that, yes, it should take Sinclair's case because it could help, quote, create due process where due process was missing. For real, a PR firm actually said they could create some due process.
What the heck is that chick talking about, man? That had nothing to do with what I was talking about. You see, this is why I'm not in a relationship. I'll say, do you want to go out to eat? And she'll say, how come you don't love me anymore? And I'll just say, I just want to go out and eat. You want to go to Payway? You want to go to Panera? China Panda? Unlimited budget, babe. I'll spend up to $7. Oh, that's just how that works. I have no idea what that chick was talking about. I'll fix that during the break. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fire the guy who's producing this show. Oh, wait a second. I'm producing the show. Damn. All right, get out.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Outkast Radio. I'm OCD. Fed up with Muslim violence in Crimea, Russian government orders police to search Muslims. Russia, in a stepped-up effort to quell Muslim riot and violence, they're going to pass a law by 2015. It will prohibit certain Islamic literature deemed extremist and dangerous to society banned. As of now, Russian police are already searching Muslim schools and stopping veiled Muslim women and bearded Muslim men to interrogate them in Crimea. Quote, this shows that the Russian police do not trust headbagged women and see them as a separate group in the general public. This is nothing but an insult to our belief as Muslims. Recently, Muslim women in the capital have accused Russian police of pulling women over with Islamic garb and checking their passports. Women add they've been treated as if they were enemies on their Facebook profiles. Security checks did not target only women. Over the past few weeks, Crimea religious books have been searched and banned. How about that? Prosecutors have warned that their main self-governing body will be liquidated if it engages in extremist activities, a move that comes amid protests. Russia needs to continue to pursue such laws. Thank God for the Russian Orthodox Church and the Russian government. You ever think you hear those words coming out? Russia's acting more Christian than we are. I know that sounds a little upside down. Good for Putin. You go, young man. I know you're former KGB, but damn, you're in my wheelhouse, my man. I know that means a lot to you. Metropolitan Police always have a frog in my throat the first segment. Metropolitan Police have issued an extraordinary warning that anyone viewing or sharing a graphic video of the beheading of a U.S. journalist may be liable for arrest. From London, in a statement issued Wednesday afternoon, Scotland Yard said if you were to watch the video and share it, you would actually be a terrorist and fall under the Terrorism Act of 2006, which would apply to those encouraging the act. Really? Don't forget, Michael Savage was banned and is still banned from the UK. So which country to you resembles the Soviet Union more? England, the UK, or Russia? Let's go to Johnny in New York City. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, brother. How are you today, OCD?
Hanging in there, my man. What's on the agenda?
Well, let me just get this straight. I'm not from New York City. I'm from New York. I'm from Long Island.
Oh, you're from that island that's very long next to it. Got you, my man.
All right, brother, but I really call it Short Island. But I just want to, I appreciate it. I've been listening to you for the last few days, and I like what you say, and I just want to open up with this. You know, there's a burden about evil kings, and it can be found in Jeremiah 22. Thus saith the Lord, go down to the house of Judah and speak this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O King Judah, and that sittest upon the throne of David, thou servant of our people that enter in by thy gates. Thus said the Lord, execute your judgments and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the strangers, the fatherless, the widower, or shed neither innocent blood in this place. My friends, there is much innocent blood being shed in this place, a place called America. Yes, Martin Luther King, in his speech, called, there is a time when silence is betrayal, and there's a time to break the silence. That was his speech against the Vietnam War. And yes, he came against the military. Yes, he said we had to become revolutionaries against racism, economic exploitation, and militarism. A fine book can be had by a Dr. William Pepper, who was the King's civil trial attorney, and the government was found complicit, local, state, and federal authorities, with Lloyd Jowers and mafia ties in the execution of Martin Luther King, and they were found guilty in 1999, my friends. But what we have here, my brothers and sisters, is this pushing of an ISIS theme. And yesterday I wanted to try to get on, but I guess it was just too late before I called. And the real, I call it the ZWO presents the beheaders, pushing ISIS. And this is a theme that's full-blown for their perfect storm. You know, ISIS is a very occult-like terminology, the spirit of ISIS. And they're creating this perfect storm, my friend. And I really call it, you know, like you say, the CIA, I call it the MI6, and I call it the Mossad. And this is the heading for ISIS, the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. And that's no joke, my friend. And I'll tell you what, thou shalt make jihad by deception. How's that, my brother?
I'm listening to you preach it, brother. I'm ready to send you a tithe.
All right, bro. Now, don't send it a tithe here. Okay, let's go on with this. So we're invoking the spirit of ISIS here, you see. to create this perfect storm. And out of absolutely nowhere, overnight, comes this ridiculous acronym for a so-called Islamic group called ISIS. The occult connection, my friends, of this name was noticed immediately by many, of course, including yours truly. The truth is stranger than fiction, as they say. Or the commonly used phrase used to describe events so seemingly crazy, defy the deception. You can't make this stuff up, my friends. But, you know, the true evidence that is contrived always is discernible. You know, it's very interesting. I won't get too much into this, but Katy Perry did this theme at the Grammys and was called the Perfect Storm, you see? And that's where she was, I think it's called the Dark Horse.
Yeah, and let me add to that, Johnny. She also did a video called E.T., and in the video, she actually has sex with the Dark Angel and becomes a chimera, where she's half animal and half human, and that is part of the Illuminati agenda. And you'll see her always emphasizing the Eye of Horus. You'll see all of these celebrities covering up their eye. This is demonic, it's the Illuminati, and it's in the entertainment, and it's in the Pentagon.
Yep. Right on, my brother OCD. I'm right with you, because that's just about what I was about to say. Because she stands on top of this pyramid in this one at the Eye of Horus, which is the capstone on our dollar bill. And you know, it's right out of an ISIS outfit, you know. Now, it's so important, my friends, to go back to the script again from the Grammy page a year or so ago. And basically what you have is the Hagee / Blitz, the full moon, all right? Now, thinking in terms of this script, my friends, is that four blood moons, okay, as created by Team Hagee himself. You know, John Hagee, that Christian Zionist down in San Antonio. And he allows for this perfect storm scenario to fold out between the next year to year and a half or so, starting from April 14th to the 2015th.
Well, you're going to have four blood moons. You had one on the 15th. You got another one coming up in the fall. You've got, and they all fall on Jewish holidays, and you've got a solar eclipse stuck in all the middle of it. I don't know if that's going to portend what's coming up, but certainly I do see a storm coming regardless of the four blood moons.
Oh, absolutely. And we have to be very much on our toes and on our games, brothers and sisters, because, you know, the beheaders, you know, the last theater of the absurd production of the global media conglomerate, as I like to call it, the AKA Zionist World Order Bureau of Propaganda, barely has been on the scene for even 2 months yet. But yet the beheaders have quickly became a serious global threat, you know, including threatening the U.S. of A., all right, with all sorts of dastardly deeds. You know, it's absolutely amazing, brother. So basically what they're setting up, I believe, is a fake Gog-Magog World War III, and they want to take it to the next level. Your comment, my brother.
I pretty much agree with everything you said. It is the spirit of Antichrist. It is the Illuminati. And what people don't see is when you don't factor in the spiritual layer to all of this, you don't understand their motivation, why they're doing what they're doing, why they're compelled to do what they do. ISIS is a demonic god. And it goes back to the Freemasonry. It goes back to our dollar bill, the Eye of Horus, which is the Eye of Lucifer. It's all spiritual and secular. Without one, you don't have the other. Johnny, great call. Cody, if you can hang on for a little bit, I'll get to you in Dallas. In the meantime, check out the website. It is OutcastRadio.net.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. Keep the emails coming, OCDAustin@yahoo.com. The website where you'll find all of today's headlines, OutcastRadio.net. You can also check me out on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. My two favorite politicians are Ron Paul and Vladimir Putin. That's how far down the rabbit hole I've gone. August 4th, 2013, Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, addressed the Duma, and he said the following, and gave a speech about the tensions with minorities in Russia. All right, here's what he said. Quote, "In Russia live Russians. Any minority from anywhere, if it wants to live in Russia, to work and eat in Russia, should speak Russian and should respect the Russian laws. If they prefer Sharia law and they live the life of Muslims, then we advise them to go to those places where that's the state law. Russia does not need Muslim minorities. Minorities need Russia. And we will not grant them special privileges or try to change our laws to fit their desires, no matter how loud they yell discrimination. We will not tolerate disrespect of our Russian culture. We had better learn from the suicides of America, England, Holland, and France if we are to survive as a nation. The Muslims are taking over these countries, and they will not take over Russia. The Russian customs and traditions are not compatible with the lack of culture in the primitive ways of Sharia law and Muslims. When this honorable legislative body thinks of creating new laws, it should have in mind the Russian national interest first, observing that Muslim minorities are not Russians. After he gave that speech, he got a 5-minute standing ovation. If I was there, I would have been one of the people standing and giving him a 5-minute standing ovation. That's called backbone. That's called walking around with a set, something no one in this country has. Very few. Let's talk to Cody in Dallas. Hello, Cody.
Good morning, America. You know, brother, we really empathize with you. Your voice is going out on the first hour every day, and it's because, you know, you're doing 5 hours a day live broadcast. My God, that's got to be so taxing. So to help out today, I just want to encourage you. I have a voice exercise that you'll be able to do, and it'll help you out with your, you know, cracking the voice and et cetera. So if you would, just follow after me. Okay, on a serious note, I firmly believe that in Revelations it talks about the four horsemen, and I firmly believe they have been loosed from the center of the Euphrates, and there's just no stopping this, ISIS and et cetera. It was just a matter of time before the majority of the radical Muslims decided to get on board and be on the same team. I have to give credit for that Four Horsemen revelation, though, to Irvin Baxter. I'm not going to give out his website or any of his information. I disagree with his Zionist propagation. He actually falls right in step with that Jabba the Hutt from San Antonio. But he actually has a collection, a donation he's trying to set up right now. It's called a nest egg for Israel. And if you'll send him money, he'll make sure they get that. So that kind of goes along with his super Zionist theories. But what do you think about the four horsemen? And
I don't
that,
know.
Especially that dam that's up there just out of Turkey.
Well, you know, the deal with that dam is that if they cut off the water, that's it. The Tigris and the Euphrates are shut off completely. But the one, if you're going to talk about Scripture, the one that really intrigues me right now is Isaiah chapter 17, where it talks about Damascus becoming a ruinous heap. And Damascus is the longest continuously inhabited city on the planet. Every other city's been knocked down, people have been dispersed, but that prophecy has never come true. And boy, is everything lining up right now for Syria. I mean, do you realize that the U.S. funded and trained ISIS? I know you do, but we're getting our laser focus back on Bashar al-Assad. I think he's going to be on the front page very soon. And possibly, I see Isaiah 17 coming true before these other prophecies. What do you think?
I agree. The only thing we have to be careful with the Old Testament compared to the New Testament is there are some of those prophecies that are in disagreement of have they actually happened. In other words, the dismantling of the temple in 70 AD, et cetera. So you can go down all kinds of rabbit trails with that kind of stuff. But, you know, a lot of it's just as plain as a newspaper.
Yeah. Cody, I always appreciate the call. Have a great day in Dallas.
Everybody, have a good weekend.
From OutcastRadio.net, do you realize that U.S. funded and trained ISIS, right? Just so we're all clear, now that ISIS, or the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, is becoming a threat so powerful that Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel told reporters at the Pentagon that the terrorist group is beyond anything we've ever seen, it's time to remind everyone of a few little factoids regarding exactly how it came to be. Hagel's exact quote, "They are beyond a terrorist group. They marry ideology, a sophistication of military prowess. They are tremendously well-funded. This is beyond anything we've seen." Well-trained in military prowess? Tremendously well-funded? Super sophisticated terrorists? Well, how do you think they got that way? Super magic terrorist training money tree fairy dust? Apparently, the mainstream establishment media would more likely attempt to have people believe such a thing exists than rather expose the blatant reality that, yes, the U.S. has trained and funded ISIS, and without the government, the U.S. government, ISIS would not be the threat that it has become. It came out in 2012 that the U.S., Turkey, and Jordan were jointly running a CIA U.S. Special Forces Command training base for Syrian rebels out of the Jordanian town of Sofafi. But apparently, according to the Jordanian officials, the training wasn't meant to be used in Iraq. Syrian rebels who would later join the Islamic State of Iraq in Levant, or ISIL, were trained in 2012 by U.S. instructors working at a secret base in Jordan, according to informed Jordanian officials. These officials said dozens of future ISIS members were trained at the time as part of a covert aid to the insurgents targeting the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Syria. The officials said the training was not meant to be used for any future campaign in Iraq. So future members of ISIS were specially trained by the U.S. government. Okay, but for whom? This was at least superficially so they could wage a war against Bashar al-Assad. You get it? So they were trained to fight Assad because Russia supports Bashar al-Assad. But then when they fight the Iraqis, it's a completely different story. As Hegel said, ISIS is not just well-funded, but tremendously well-funded. Now you know where ISIS gets a heavy chunk of its tremendous funding. This really isn't that hard to figure out, just hard to comprehend, because mostly it's completely insane. Even worse, former State Department official Andrew Duran let the cat out of the bag in June that some of the ISIS members are actually combat veterans from Western nations, including the U.S., who have passports and could return home anytime, basically asserting that ISIS could easily attack America at any time. If an ISIS member showed up at a mall in the United States with an AK-47 and killed a number of Americans, would someone be surprised? If anyone terrorizing America directly right now, who's actually doing it? Who's crucifying the Christians and beheading the children? The same individuals we're supporting and fighting at the same time. It's a schizophrenic foreign policy. You support ISIS when they fight Assad. You fight ISIS when they kill Iraqis. It's absolutely insane.
Let's speak live to journalist John White, who joins us. Thanks, John. First, we've recently heard from the White House that they could be ready to deploy military in Iraq. That is only, though, they say, once a new inclusive government is formed. Now, how does that stand with President Obama's assurances that there will not be boots on the ground?
Well, isn't it ironic that just 3 years after U.S. troops left Iraq, in a worse state in which they found it, we're now contemplating U.S. troops returning to Iraq in large number. Only those who've had their humanity surgically removed could fail to be moved by the plight of these poor people in northern Iraq right now. And as such, any efforts to alleviate their plight in the short term must be welcome. However, the cause of a problem can never be its solution going forward. And this is why Washington's role here must be as part of a coalition and certainly not taking charge of any military action. So I would suggest that they go to the UN. Remember the UN? That was supposed to be the arbiter of international law. It seems to be bypassed more and more by the West and its allies. To get a grand coalition, which would have to include Russia, would have to include China, would have to include Iran. We have to include all the state actors in the region who have a role to play. And we really have to look at the reorientation of Western foreign policy in the Middle East.
Sounds like they're firing shots at him in the studio. That was a split screen. Anyway, what the dude was trying to say is the U.S. opposes ISIS in Iraq, supports them in Syria. Is that insane? Duh.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I think I'm OCD. Toll free nationwide, 800-313-9443. Keep the emails coming to OCDAustin@yahoo.com, the website OutcastRadio.net. Also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And the hyperbole marketing lying begins. From WGNTV.com, a listener just sent me this in. Photo implies ISIS threat in Chicago. There is another chilling Chicago connection in the battle between the United States and ISIS. First, there's the beheading of the journalist, and now this photograph. And it's posted on their website. And apparently, someone is holding up a picture in front of a landmark building in Chicago and saying that ISIS is here, and we're going to kill you. Something needs to be done. we need to funnel our tax dollars to the Pentagon, because apparently the new Osama bin Laden, the John Lennon, the Beatle terrorist, is out there. And he's going to get you. And you need to be filled with fear. And that's why I'm here, to help propagate that fear. Because you might be walking down the street one day, or mowing your lawn. You might be mowing your lawn on Saturday, and then all of a sudden, from the din of the blade in the grass, you hear Allah Akbar. And a guy clothed in black in a machete chops off your head. Unless you give more of your tax dollars to the military-industrial complex. You need to do this. Because first of all, they hate our freedoms. And you need to be a good American. Bill passes allowing police to shut off all cell phones remotely. Another story you'll find at OutcastRadio.net. Police and others would have the ability to shut off cell phones anytime they wanted under a bill passed by California state legislator. Senate Bill 962 would require manufacturers to add a kill switch to cell phones that would let authorities turn the device off remotely. They stated the goal of the bill is to allow the owners of smartphones to kill their phone if it's stolen. But privacy experts say the bill's language could be twisted. Additional language was needed. Really, what they're doing here is circumventing any uprising, in my opinion. Because if there is rioting, we certainly don't want a repeat of what happened in Cairo. People got on Facebook, on their cell phones, and everybody organized, met in one place, and began to riot. So if you have a kill switch, and there is civil unrest, then people can't talk to each other. If they can't talk to each other, they can't organize. If they can't organize, you don't have a very big riot. So on the surface, it looks like another bill that could help you, but in reality, not so much. And again, just my opinion, of which this show has many. Other items you'll find at OutcastRadio.net, including my podcast from yesterday. Ferguson's 15 Minutes of Fame is up. Fed up with Muslim violence in Crimea, Russian government orders police to search Muslims. The Metropolitan Police Department in London warns that if you share the James Foley video, you could get arrested because you're a terrorist. Inside the ISIS gift shop, online jihadist spring and summer collection is out. Get it while you can. Apparently there's a company in Indonesia that's selling ISIS memorabilia online. And there's an actual physical location for a shop in Indonesia where you can pick up all your terrorist bobbleheads. A listener actually emailed me yesterday and said you should have like a bobblehead. That way you can not knock it off. Makes sense. End of the line, GMO production in China halted altogether. Pentagon, to get ISIS, we have to strike Syria. That's the official line from the Pentagon. In a Pentagon briefing today, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said U.S. airstrikes have helped Iraqi and Kurdish forces regain their footing in Iraq, but he expects the Islamic State militants to regroup and stage a new offensive. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey said it's possible to contain the Islamic State militants, but we need more money. But it can't be done permanently without going after the group in Syria. We need more money. Speaking to reporters with Hagel, Dempsey said, I need more money. Wasn't predicting U.S. airstrikes in Syria, but said the problem is we need more money, diplomatically, politically, and militarily. Asked to compare ISIS with Al-Qaeda, Hagel said, well, it's just an invention. Said the military group that... I'm sorry, I'm doing that inside-outside thought thing. My bad. Hagel said all other options were on the table as long as we get money. I can't stop. Including airstrikes into Syria. Need more money to do that. U.S. has restricted its military action in Iraq, but concerns have increased as the Islamic militant group extends its reach and work from safe havens in Syria. After you've been on this planet for a while, you can kind of see this stuff coming down the road. I remember back in 1974, I had a conversation with my parents, and I said, well, what do you think? Should I go to Canada? I'm sure as hell not going to Vietnam. And they said, do whatever you like. You probably should go to Canada. And then I remember turning 18 in April 1975 and just sitting in my driveway hitting the horn because the war was over. We had lost. The helicopters arrived in Saigon, 58,000 dead. For what? The military-industrial complex and a false flag in the Bay of Tonkin. So do you believe that things are any different now than they were then? Has human nature really changed? All this is about is the pursuit of the almighty dollar. And people will do anything for a buck. They'll lie, they'll cheat. But when you cloak it with a suit, a $700 suit, you surround it with the Pentagon, the White House, and all the trappings of power, and you have a complicit media, then you get your message out, and they're going to get their money. Believe me, they're going to get their budget met because they own the media, they own everything. Like Carlin said, the owners of this country. And just be happy with what you have because they own it all. They own everything. And then people say, well, you're certainly being cynical. Probably won't see you at the polls. No, you won't. You know why? Because I don't vote. Well, you can't complain if you don't vote, really? If you continue to vote to put incompetent, corrupt people in office, and I, on the other hand, haven't put any of them in office, whose fault is it? Romney or Obama? Really? That's my choice? Bush or Kerry? That's my choice? No. No. The whole system is rigged. You have a Spanish consortium that actually controls the voting machines, the actual voting machines that are used as gambling machines in Las Vegas. And go back about 4 years with our good friend Harry Reid. Interestingly enough, when he was running against Sharon Engel, the night of the election, Engel was ahead by about 10 points. And yet she lost by 5. A 15-point swing in 24 hours? How is that possible? Harry Reid, Nevada, Las Vegas, the same company that runs the gambling machines in Nevada, the same company that controls the voting machines. It's like Stalin said, I don't care who you vote for. All I care about is who counts the vote. Is that being cynical? Or is that in fact being realistic? I think it's being more realistic. But unfortunately, it's a dark view. Look at this on the Drudge Report. ISIS threat on Chicago. Ooh! Oh, man. What are we going to do? They are in full mode. Man, they're pulling out all the stops. Senator, ISIS developing plan to blow up a major city. Most dangerous position we've ever been in. Have they jumped the Mexican border? Other headlines making news. Obamacare ruins Chicago Cubs game. Jihadi cool, subculture infects Britain. Islamic militants on rise in Austria. According to the Daily Star in London, they're calling that guy who cut off that guy's head, Jihadi John. I'll behead 20 more. Tropical storm Cristobal to form. Looks like it might hit Florida at some point. Soros moves to save Senate. Moscow keeps up pressure on McDonald's with new inspections. Apparently in retaliation, the Russians are now saying Ronald McDonald is a CIA agent with MI6. It's a psyop. And the Hamburglar works for Mossad. Check out the website, outcastradio.net.